You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Shopping for a Browns fan during the holiday season? Shop the biggest selection of apparel and merchandise at the Cleveland Browns Team Shop. Visit the Team Shop at First Energy Stadium, open 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. 7 days a week, or shop online on the Browns mobile app or at shop.clevelandbrowns.com. And obviously, there still is a game to be played this weekend. The Browns travel to New York to take on the 6-8 New York Jets, a team that has been horrendous on the road, 1-6, but very good at home, 5-2, beating teams like the New England Patriots, the New Orleans Saints. All have been beaten by this Jets team at home this season.
Yeah, I want to see, my biggest take from this game will be to see if, in fact, we have an Edwin Baker kind of guy who can run reasonably well against a defense that I think does, that's what they do well. If the Jets have any redeeming quality, it's that they can stop the run. And they're what, second in the league in that category. I think a lot of it, of course, is because teams have success throwing on them, and sometimes those numbers get skewed that way. But it would be just nice to see if there's some traction here. This is a, you know, this proved to be, as much as it is a passing league and the value of the running game has diminished greatly, the absence of that, the inability for the Browns to even mount anything close to an effective rushing attack, has crippled them in so many ways. And, you know, you look at the rate, we have this discussion about Joe Flacco and the Ravens, but that's been obviously the biggest Achilles heel for them, right? That they couldn't run the football. I just wonder how much that would have affected the overall offensive performance. And then you look at a complete team like the Kansas City Chiefs. They don't have a world-beating quarterback statistically, but Alex Smith is playing sensationally within what they're doing. Sure. And the dimension that they have that I think ideally would be, in the ideal world, what would be great for the Cleveland Browns is a passing game in which running backs not necessarily take it to the house every time they were Jamal Charles was doing against the Raiders Sunday, but for instance, the game against Cleveland, where they were averaging 9 yards a catch, their backs.
You need to be able to run the football situationally in the National Football League. Obviously, when you're near the goal line, you need to be able to punch it in. 3rd and 1, you need to be able to get that first down. And not only that, you need in the fourth quarter to be able to take time off the clock, run that 4-minute offense, run the football, and get the job done. So to me, that's what you need. But you hit the nail on the head. The modern NFL offense needs an airback, someone who can catch the ball and take these, what I would call long handoffs, that are really an extension of the running game, and turn those into big plays, and also average, as you said, you know, 9 yards a catch, etc. Guys, like when you look at the best offenses in the NFL right now, LeSean McCoy, he can run it and he can catch it. Jamal Charles, obviously, we saw last week, and if you played against him in fantasy football, my apologies. He had, what, 8 catches for 195 yards and 4 touchdowns in one game last week. Right. So that is the evolution, and that's what's been missing. And that's something that Norv Turner has always gotten from his running backs, whether it's been Ryan Matthews, whether it's been Mike Tolbert or LaDainian Tomlinson before them in San Diego. He had backs who could catch the ball very effectively out of the backfield and pick up positive yards, and the Browns have not had that this year. That is the one thing that I'd say more than anything has been lacking from this game, and when you got to see it for just a brief moment last week when we saw Edwin Baker out there, 4 catches for 46 yards, it was amazing. Amazing. And I know Obanaya, ultimately, he's going to end up with over 50 catches and about 400 yards, and it's going to look okay. But Obanaya was never a difference maker in terms of what teams had to do to scheme for the Browns pass catchers out of the backfield. When you face Detroit, you have to know where Reggie Bush is. You have to account for him. And he absolutely killed the Cleveland Browns in that game. That is what the offense needs. And maybe it can be Edwin Baker. Ideally, the returning Deion Lewis will be kind of like a Darren Sproles for this team. And that is a big piece now of the modern NFL game. You need to be able to run that screen game. DeMarco Murray's really enhanced his ability to catch the football in Dallas, and that's one of the reasons that he is having such a good season. And while their defense is historically bad, they're still competitive because their offense can put a lot of points on the board.
Sure, and I think if you've got multiple people like that, if it becomes Baker and Lewis, that's a great thing. And I could see some formations that utilize those two, and the creativity of Norv Turner and Rob Chudzinski working that in an offense will expand things, I think, for everyone else. So there, to an original point that we were making, or at least I was, about the need to find difference makers this offseason, conceivably in a healthy Deion Lewis, and this is assuming a lot, but that he is fully healthy and recovered from that broken leg, that he's one of your difference makers, and maybe Baker could be, but I've got to see a lot more. I'm not going on the basis of one game against the horrendous run defense
in
Chicago.
In the
you know, yeah, it is not going to be the test. This will be more of one, and we could maybe glean a little bit out of that, and then of course, hopefully, we see more against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
And we know though Willis McGahee is cleared. So how do you expect that to go down? Because in your camp, I would want to see what we have in Baker. I want to see Baker get the bulk of the work and say, okay, what do you got? Show us in a game against now a very good run defense in the Jets. What do you have? What can you bring to the table? Because, and I love the effort Willis McGahee's brought. Right. I love the fact that he has competed,
leadership,
the fact that he's brought the leadership to the locker room. But at this point now, you are looking somewhat as an evaluation for the future. And at Willis McGahee at his age and with the injuries he's had and what he's had to battle through is not going to be part of the future of the Cleveland Browns.
I'm fully aboard on that. I think devote this to a guy like Baker, especially, and if you got to work Willis in, fine, but mostly just have him there to be ready to play in case of injury or whatever. But yeah, make the change right now. Go with the hot hand or whatever you want to call it, the fresh legs, the explosive guy, because I think you're going to get more from that. They know that Willis McGahee was a short-term solution, and he really wasn't a solution. He just filled a gap, and now it's coming to an end for him, I think, probably career-wise, and really in the matter of these next couple of days. And Willis will tell differently and say, hey, look, I still want to play, and he has said that he didn't think this was necessarily an end for him, but I think it is, and yeah, I'm moving ahead with Baker.
Yeah, I agree. We'll see what happens. We will be joined in just a moment by Scott Petrek from the Elyria Chronicle Telegram when we return here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.